Construction of the rail guideway overpass above the H1-H2 interchange used a balanced cantilever connection. Two large mechanisms were perched above the center of the interchange, one on each side, balancing and connecting 50-ton guideway sections in mid-air. Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation President and CEO Dan Grabauskas stood in the Leeward Community College parking lot and pointed to the completed guideway section.
We talked about the fact that the balanced cantilever connection over the H1 and H2 was going to be probably the most dramatic feat of engineering that you'd see in this first 10 miles. And we're very happy to say that we've now closed the gap between the two segments, which means that as of today, there will be no further westbound closures on the H1.
Grabauskas says the cantilever section now moves to the Leeward Community College area, with overhead construction scheduled for completion by September or October. All lane closures in both directions will end. But that's the good news. The bad news is construction and traffic congestion will now move toward the stadium and then into the urban core.
This project is being built down the center median of some of the most active roadways on the island. And in order to do that and be safe, we have to have lane restrictions so that the work crews and the people driving by don't interfere with each other. And so it's going to be an increasing challenge as we come into the downtown.
The 5-year state general excise tax surcharge of half a percentage point has been extended to 2027 and should make up the $900 million construction shortfall projected by HART. Mayor Kirk Caldwell says he intends to keep lawmakers and the public informed about costs, which can be impacted by other pressures.
We now rank number one in the country for the highest construction costs, above New York, above LA. We don't like to brag about that, but it also tells us that we got a very, very hot construction market that is employing a lot of people and putting a lot of money into our economy.
Honolulu City Council member Brandon Elefante, who represents Waipahu, Pearl Ridge, and Aiea, says he will work with HART and city and state transportation departments to coordinate construction schedules. Elefante says commuters need options.
What would be a normal commute time is taking much longer. You know, it depends if there's accidents on the road. It depends what type of construction work is going on. A commute can range from anywhere from 20 minutes to downtown Honolulu, from Pearl City to sometimes over an hour.
Meanwhile, HART CEO Grabauskas says construction cost increases are being factored in, as well as delays due to revamping contracts and contested bids.
We're still assessing how other delays have impacted on the schedule, but right now the interim opening is still being held for the summer fall of 2018 and for the end of 2019 for the full opening.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.